Thursdays at this time, we check in with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, so he can warn us about scams and spam. Steve, good morning. A lot of people getting back from summer vacations, and during August, folks were posting pictures of boarding passes on social media, and that's a big no-no, isn't it?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Yes, that is a big no-no. Unfortunately, what happens is that has your information on there, your boarding pass information, and they can cancel your flight, the scammer, or they can book it to something else. So be careful if you ever, don't post that boarding pass online. It has a lot of information that a scammer can use against you in some way, some form. We see that at our scam tracker at the Better Business Bureau.
Other things to be wary of these days, home title lock insurance. Apparently not a lock at all, is it?
Exactly. The FTC just issued a warning on this as well. Really, that title lock insurance, really title fraud is identity theft, Bob, when somebody pretends to be you and transfers your house deed to someone else. The title lock insurance, again, it's not a lock and it's not insurance, wouldn't stop that. As you can get your title for free at your state's, records offices, and some areas even have free notification programs to check on your title ownership and things of that nature. So be careful you get into those solicitations when it says title lock insurance, because it's not title lock insurance and it's not even insurance.
Mm-hmm. And that Ozempic you're buying may not be Ozempic either. Scammers are making millions off of this, aren't they?
Yeah, they are making millions, but unfortunately, the scammers always go where the money's at. And I know a lot of people are taking Ozempic, and it's working for them, and scammers want to take advantage of the situation. So McAfee, the virus protection company, did some research on themselves, and they're seeing a lot of, they've seen recently like 449 risky websites and at least 176,000 dangerous phishing attempts using Ozempic in the name. So even on Facebook, they're impersonating that they're doctors based outside of the U.S., that they can help in some way and get it cheaper, or Craigslist. Again, only deal with a licensed medical professional. Don't go online to try to get prescription drugs, especially if you're going overseas, because there's no protection like you do have here in the States with the FDA.
Let's talk about these Bitcoin ATMs that are popping up at convenience stores, gas stations, and other high traffic areas. You got to be careful here. Tell us why, Steve.
Well, Bob, there's a lot of fraud related to the Bitcoins, and it's amazing to see the amount of these ATM Bitcoins appearing. And there's one actually disappeared by my house in Naperville. It's just unusual to see that in a gas station now, but it's becoming, just like the ATM, they're being all over the place. And the scammers take advantage of you, so they'll ask you to send the money, whether it be an investment or that you won a prize or that you've got a, it's a bank calling. We got to, transfer money between accounts. You got to buy Bitcoins with your money. Anytime somebody wants you to pay with Bitcoin, that's the tip off to rip off, Bob. It doesn't happen with legitimate organizations. And don't buy Bitcoins if you don't know the person or if you don't understand about Bitcoins, because you can lose lots of money. We've seen it time and time again. It's a Better Business Bureau, Bob.
Tell us a little bit about this investigation into investment scams, Steve. What did that uncover?
Yeah, the Better Business Bureau this morning issued our investigation on investment scams. It's really because romance scams are tied into it now, investment scams, and really long-term confidence scams. So what individuals pursue relationships, Bob, online, is either romantic or platonic, and they get to trust them and their targets, and then they basically go after your investment accounts and saying that you can make a lot more in the cryptocurrency world or in the investment world. I have this secret. And then they build fake accounts, Bob, so that you put the money in and they kind of create this fake account and you see your money rising. Some have gone from hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars. Then they want to take it out, and then they realize that they can't take it out because it's a scam. It doesn't exist. So if you ever meet anybody online, social media is a big driver of this. People want to befriend you, want to meet for a cup of coffee, or I want to move in your area, can you help me find a house? They want to befriend you. So a lot of them are happening platonically now, not just regular romance scams like before, Bob.
Yeah, and these days also going on, folks getting calls about unpaid college tuition, and this can be a scam, can't it?
It can be, and it actually looks like it's coming from your internal school phone number. They're changing the caller ID. So if you got a call about unpaid college tuition and you get worried, go to the dean's office or to the financial aid office directly. Don't believe them online. They want to press you to act quickly, and the caller ID says it's your school. They can change that around and make it look like it's coming from the school when it's not. So anybody who wants money, like I say about all the time, anybody wants you to do something in 30 minutes or less, that's the tip off to rip off. The only thing you should do in 30 minutes is, as we say, buy pizza.
Yeah, and if you're checking out pizzerias online and looking at reviews, you got to be careful there too, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, there's a lot of fake reviews out there, unfortunately. You got to do your due diligence and see. A lot of companies have been caught using AI to create fake reviews, either positive for their own companies or negative against their competitors. So the FTC is taking action, so they need the consumer's help in reporting any fraudulent one that you see or anything that you can determine that's done by AI. I know AI is difficult to detect, but there's a way to, you know, if you see something wrong, just file the complaint and the FTC will look into it. You know, the real, really bans, like, you know, testimonials to, you know, people don't exist or AI generated, you know, type of customer reviews. So just be careful. If all of a sudden you see this surge in customer reviews and they all sound glowing bomb or they're all negative in a sense, check other review sites. The Better Business Bureau has a customer reviews as well. We do that. Check multiple sites, not just one, and be careful if you see everything the same way.
More at the Better Business Bureau website, bbb.org. Thank you, Steve Burness. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thanks.